Tape script 12.2. Listen. She's a world-travelling, windsurfing OAP who refuses to act her age.
Elsie Morecambe looks up at all of the large grey clouds coming quickly over the horizon. "I'll go just one last time," she says, jumping onto her windsurfing board and speeding off over rough waves. Back on dry land, a group of elderly people watches every move of hers with a great deal of admiration. 4 years ago, at 70, looking a great deal younger than her years, Elsie formed an organization called AgeWell. "It isn't enough to tell people. You have to show them," she says, dragging her board ashore to a lot of backslapping and praise from the group. This is all part of her campaign to show that people of all ages can achieve everything they want to do if they really want to do it. It struck me that those friends of mine who had no job to go to anymore and who kept complaining about their boring and meaningless lives didn't have to live like that, she commented. Elsie has been windsurfing most summer months for the last 6 years, ever since her son told her that she was far too old to attempt it. Then she went on a solo 6-month world trip to Mexico, Thailand, and New Zealand. Over the last 4 years, she has organized and led several groups on trips to Ireland, Israel, and Greece. So far this year, she has been walking in the Pyrenees, touring on her bicycle, and canoeing. "The secret to life is ignoring how old you are," Elsie says.